All right, Tim, last night was a great night here at Petco Park for the Dodgers and Tony Gonsolin, who pitched seven strong innings to pick up his first win of the year. And Tony joins us right now. Hi, Tony. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you doing?
Great. I like your creativity on Instagram. You really got the cat branding going for yourself with that meow and a big W.
Yeah, baby. You got to get that first one out of the way.
Yeah. How did you feel out there? Everybody always asks, can you tell in the bullpen whether or not you're going to be on your game? Could you tell last night?
I mean, not really. You know, the bullpen is just kind of getting loose and seeing where all your stuff is at, but never really compares to how it is in the actual game.
When you were in the game, your split-fingered fastball seemed to be on point. Could you tell in the first inning that it was going to be a huge weapon for you and you can go to it in any count?
Yeah, I mean, I could tell the movement was there. I felt like I could throw it for strikes. There's definitely some room for improvement on the quality of the pitch itself, locating it better. But overall, I thought the movement was there, and I was able to get some soft contact with that.
Tony, I saw you before the game while the Padres were taking batting practice. It seemed like you were picking Clayton Kershaw's brain. Was that the case? Were you trying to get some game planning information from him?
Yesterday? No, I literally just went out there to I wanted to ask him where he warmed up the day before, because you know, it's a different scenario with the bullpen being out in center field and then, you know, our line being a left field line. So I was trying to get my routine down on, like, if I wanted to play catch in center field or play catch on the line, or like what his take was on that.
Alex Wood said last week that he would describe you as a sponge, really asking a lot of questions. Has that helped you? Do you just try to gain as much information as possible and then filter it to apply to yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely try to ask questions, you know, gain all the information that I can get. You know, some of it's good information, some of it's bad. The bad stuff I try to, you know, just like push aside and like not think about. But overall, I'll try to ask questions that I know that will help me.
When you go into the game last night against the Padres, knowing how good their offense is, knowing how good Zach Davies is, does any of that stuff enter into your mind, or do you just have to focus on each and every pitch?
Yeah, the focus is definitely on each and every pitch. I mean, there's, you know, top to bottom, I feel like that's a dangerous lineup. You know, you got Tatis, Machado, you know, got to execute pitches a little bit better against those guys, and they have the ability to hit a lot of balls out of the ballpark. So just trying to execute every pitch and, you know, see what happens.
Tony Gonsolin is our guest. And Tony, it feels like maybe you've gotten into somewhat of a routine. Do you feel like your season has become a little bit more routine oriented than it was in the beginning?
Yeah, I mean, we were fortunate enough having our offsite place, being so very organized and very routine based. And it was nice to kind of be able to kind of stay on a very similar routine as opposed to being up here full time. But yeah, it's definitely nice being up here full time and able to be around the guys and hang out with all of them and build my routine around all of us.
Hey, before I let you go, Dustin May is going to be pitching out of the bullpen tonight. How relieved is he, and how relieved are you that his foot injury isn't more serious than what it appeared to be initially?
Yeah, I mean, you know, last game, knowing that I was going to throw out a bullpen that game, and you know, him getting hit was like first batter. I had a little bit of sense of urgency, a little panic in the while I was getting ready. You know, watching him throw his like test pitches, I guess, after he got hit, watching to see how that foot was and seeing how fast I really needed to get ready. I didn't really expect him to come out the second inning, but you know, I'm glad everything's good, and you know, he looks great, looks strong.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes tonight. Tony Gonsolin and Dustin May definitely have been huge assets to the Dodgers this season. Thanks a lot for the time, and was very impressed by your cat-like quickness off the mound last night.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, Tim, there he is, the Catman, Tony Gonsolin. We'll send him back to you.